Mary, what are you doing?
Making chocolate milk.
Well, where's the milk?
I already drank it.
Hey, Dana. You're real smart. Let me ask you a question. Now, why is it that our fingernails aren't on the other side of our fingers? I mean, hey, it'd be a lot better for digging, for scratching. Hey, be easier to play my banjo, right?
Cody, somewhere a family of potatoes is searching for their lost son.
No way, the potato family lost their son? That's so sad.
Life stinks.
Oh, yeah. You heard about that poor potato family, too?
No. I went to the library to write a report on Abraham Lincoln. But all the books on Lincoln are checked out. Now what am I supposed to do?
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we go right to the source? Talk to Abe Lincoln himself.
Cody, maybe the news hasn't reached you yet, but Abraham Lincoln has been dead for over 100 years.
129 years, to be exact. Yeah, he was assassinated April 15th, 1865. It was a Friday. Good Friday, to be exact. Guess it wasn't a very good Friday for AB, though, was it?
Come on, Cody. How am I supposed to talk to a dead guy?
That's the easy part. We go see Madame Sonia. Psychic advisor extraordinaire, channeler of famous dead people, and keys made while you wait. Hey, maybe she can help that potato family find their lost son. Jackson.
I'm living on the set of Hee Haw.
Do I have to be here? I mean, this is a woman's store. Can I go to Sears and pet a power tool or something?
Come on, Frank. You're taking me out to dinner and I want a new dress. This is a very special birthday.
Why? Because it's your 40th? What?
Do you have to announce it to the whole store?
What, that you're turning 40? Okay, I'm just gonna go sit over here and listen to the game, okay?
Very elegant.
Oh, thank you. It's for a special occasion. Could I try this on?
Oh, of course. The size 8s are here.
Size 8? Thank you, but I'm a size 6.
Oh, well, you can try a size 6, but it'll probably be a little snug around, you know.
Thanks, but my, you know, is a 6.
Of course it is. Follow me. Take this dressing room.
Thank you.
What's the occasion?
Oh, it's my birthday.
Really? Which one is it?
35.
Well, enjoy the next 5 years, because when you hit 40, gravity really kicks in.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to be really thin. Then the year I turned 40, kaboom! So, how's that fitting?
Well, this style must run a little small.
Wait till you're 40. They all run small.
This 40 thing, does it happen all at once?
Oh, like I said, kaboom!
Know about this. I mean, I'm not really into this psychic
mumbo-jumbo. Oh, man. Madame Sonia's totally awesome. She knows everything. Hey, we got an 11 o'clock appointment, right? I bet she already knows we're here. Yeah.
Cody?
What'd I tell you? Totally awesome.
Welcome. Enter. Enter.
Boy, I love this place. Supernatural. Yeah, like home. Hey, Madam Sonia, this is my cousin.
Don't tell me your name is Trudy.
It's Al.
Aha. But your parents thought about naming you Trudy. You did not know that, did you?
Dude, is she good or what? So, Madam Sonia, how's business?
Oh, not so good. That is why I am branching out. In addition to seeing all and knowing all and making keys, I am now a purveyor of non-fat frozen yogurt. Do you like berry berry strawberry?
Totally. But we're here to contact President Abraham Lincoln.
You're in luck. I am having a special. I will contact any three dead presidents or any three men named Abraham, your choice, $10. And that includes a free topping on your next yogurt.
You know what? Better just beam down Lincoln.
Very well. $5, including a small frozen yogurt, but no topping. I am not giving it away, you know?
Listen, Madam Sonia, I'm sure you're a wonderful key maker and you're very generous with your toppings, but I really don't go in for the supernatural kind of stuff.
You know, that's exactly what I used to think. Then Madam Sonia beamed down Cleopatra. Yeah, talk about walking like an Egyptian. Funny. Me and her, all day.
What the heck?
Ah, dude, that's a spirit.
Oh, yeah. Do not use the word spirit lightly. You speak of the great beyond, which is great and beyond. You got that five spot?
Sure, totally. Hey, that's the dude we're looking for right there.
Yes, I know this man. Come, sit. Sit, we will bring him into the room. Let us all concentrate and focus our energies and reach out and touch someone. Okay, Abraham Lincoln. Abe, bo baby, banana, fana, fo, baby, me, my, mom, baby, Abe.
Let's do Lincoln, everybody.
Lincoln, bo, baby, banana, fana, fo, baby, me, my, mom, baby.
Lincoln.
All right. Lincoln, Bo Binkin.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, not another psychic. Yeah, I was just in the middle of playing Pebble Beach. You know, if I don't get my cart back by 5 o'clock, I lose my deposit.
He is so gnarly.
Oh, yes. Yes, I feel Lincoln's presence. He's right here by the piano.
Oh, no, man. He's over here by the ice cream machine.
Oh, yes, I sense that.
Hey, Mr. President, Lincoln, dude, check it out. Al, my cousin, is doing a report on you for school, man, and so she'd like to ask you a couple questions. Okay, I'll shoot.
Hey, jeez! Don't say shoot around me.
Sorry, dude. Poor choice of words, huh? Because he's still a little shook up about that theater incident.
Cody, I don't see who you're talking to. This is just getting too weird. I'm gonna wait outside.
Well, I tell you, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to have a little chin wag with the first Republican president. Hey, Mr. President, now, what was your greatest disappointment of the 20th century?
Cancellation of Facts Life, Tootie was a riot.
Totally.
Major sugar rush to kick your day in the gear.
Shut up.
Mom, I know you're working very hard to lose weight, but face it, you're fighting a losing battle with Father Time.
Mark, I'm not helping.
I'm just stating a medical fact. As the body ages, it's harder for the amino acids to burn up fatty deposits.
Mark, I suggest you leave before I kick you in your fatty deposits.
I'm out of here. I wouldn't go in there, Frank. Not without a whip and a chair.
Oh, Carol, are you exercising again? Why are you torturing yourself?
I am not torturing myself. I am getting into shape, and I'm having fun doing it.
But you don't need to do it, honey. You look great.
Oh, you're just saying that because you're my husband.
Oh, no, honey, I'm not. If you were a totally strange woman walking down the street, I'd come up to you and say, you look great.
So what are you saying, Frank? You walk up to strange women and tell them you're attracted to them?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing friendlier than a woman on a diet. I'm going for a walk, honey. I'll be back in about a month.
Okay, I'm gonna get us some mineral water. Turn on the TV. It's time for my favorite show, Rump Busters.
Welcome to Rump Busters, the show that helps you kiss your rump goodbye. If you work hard, you too can look just like Tammy here.
Oh, yeah, right. Tammy's 22. Hey, Tammy, what do you have? A couple of kids? You'll be dragging that butt behind you in a wagon.
We'll begin our workout right after this message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Leonard Weltman of the Weltman Weight Loss Clinic. Do you want to lose weight and look great? Then try Skinny Tabs, the diet pill that's as safe as coffee. I take them myself. Skinny Tabs. Call the number on your screen. Now!
Yeah, hello, Skinny Tabs? Yeah, I'd like to kiss my rump goodbye.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning. Here's your breakfast. Bacon, eggs, toast, juice, pancakes, waffles, and home fries. If you'd like something else, I could whip up a ratatouille. I just feel like shopping something today.
Is it just me, or does she seem like the Tasmanian devil on Jolt Cola?
It's a Skinny Tab. It says they're safe, but I can hear her heart beating from all the way over here.
Honey.
Yeah?
Maybe you shouldn't be taking those things.
Why? They're safe as coffee, see? Safe as coffee, safe as coffee. Would you like some coffee? I can grind some beans.
Now, you have to be careful with diet pills, because I've heard they can be addictive.
Oh, no, 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 no. Read the warning on the box. It says if dizziness, fainting, vomiting, numbness, temporary blindness, or hair loss occur, consult your physician. See, they are perfectly safe. Okay, well, I'm going to drive to the fabric store because I want to make new curtains for the whole house today.
I hope she doesn't burn up on re-entry.
Cool.
Hey, Cody. I got an A in my Abraham Lincoln report.
Oh, man, that's so killer. Because that little trip to Madame Sonia's paid off, huh?
Yeah. Well, in a strange way, it did. Even though I didn't actually believe Abe was in the room, it made me think. What if Abraham Lincoln were alive today? What would he think about our society?
Yeah, that's a killer idea. Dude, let me see your paper. Man, old Abe's gonna flip when he sees it. Especially if you put in the part about Tootie.
Cody, you do know that Abe was just a figment of your imagination. He wasn't really there.
Well, hey, Al, reality's a rather empirical thing. Now, Take this ice cream, for example. Now, if I believe that this is pistachio, then for me, it's pistachio. Even if for somebody else, it's butter brickle.
Cody, it's chocolate.
Well, sure, to you. That's exactly my point. See, different people see things different ways. Although I haven't yet met anybody who sees things my way.
Well, thanks for your help, Cody.
Excuse me.
Don't bother apologizing to her, Abe. She thinks you're a figment of my imagination.
I'm dead. What do I care what she thinks? So let me ask you a question. Does it tick you off that they keep raising income taxes?
I don't mind paying my fair share.
See, I don't get it. FDR taxes everybody like crazy. They call him a hero. I free the slaves, they get shot in the head. If I were alive today, I'd skip politics completely and open up a Lubin tune.
Dude, you're exactly the way I thought you'd be. Except for the Brooklyn accent.
Oh, hey! No guns, please!
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Where have you been?
At the grocery store. See, I was up anyway, and I'd already waxed the floor and polished the silver, so I thought I'd go to the grocery store and beat the crowds. You know, the lines are very short at the market this time of night.
Well, of course they are, honey. Everyone's home sleeping.
Well, they don't know what they're missing. The produce comes in at exactly 2:45, and I got first shot at these cucumbers. Would you take a look at these beauties? Oh, I can't wait to make a salad. Do you want a salad, Frank, or maybe you'd like a 7-layer cake? I just feel like baking today.
Now, these skinny tabs are making you crazy. I want you to stop taking them.
Oh, you are just jealous because I've got more energy than you.
You've got more energy than Wisconsin Electric. Now, give them to me.
No! They make me feel good, and I've already lost 3 pounds.
Carol, they're dangerous, and you're becoming addicted to them.
I am not.
Then give them to me.
No.
Carol, give them to me. You are out of control.
They are oh, I am not out of control. I am losing weight, and I'm getting a lot done, and it is all because of these pills, and I am not addicted to them. I just need them.
Honey, it's okay. I mean, these things can hook you before you ever know it.
Oh, I can't believe I talked myself into believing these diet pills were okay. I mean, if Dana or Karen took them, I would just go crazy. I guess I just got so scared about turning 40 that I went too far.
Well, what's so scary about turning 40?
No, you just start to gain weight, and your body starts to sag, and you don't look good anymore.
Carol, you're a beautiful woman. And you know why? Because you've got a great heart. And you're smart and funny and caring, and I love you for the person you are on the inside. Don't get me wrong, I love the outside, too. If you ever need to burn up any of that extra energy, I'm your man. But sweetheart, if your looks were to go tomorrow, you'd still be the most beautiful woman in the world to me.
Oh, Frank, I love you. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Probably get up in the middle of the night, re-roof the house or something.